Well, the first thing that happens, it shows the Dell logo, and then, you know, that's bringing up the BIOS. And then immediately after that, it just basically shows that blue screen. And then it's only there for like 2 seconds, or 3 seconds, and then it disappears, and then it just comes up in the normal fashion. So, I don't know. It may be. I mean, the software is all up to date. Everything, Windows is all up to date. I looked at that yesterday. But it's just, you know, and it's not the first time. It's happened a couple of times now, but it's really, really erratic and sporadic. It did happen the last 2 days in a row. And, you know, at night, I shut everything down. I basically shut all the computers down, everything down. I shut my laptop off and then the Dell Tower. So the laptop, I take with me in travel. It's my desktop at work also. So I just connected it to, I've got 2 screens. I just connected it to that one screen and just brought up the Dell. So, yeah, maybe there's, when I bought this machine, I knew it had plenty of memory. It's not like I'm running anything in the background that even is a memory hog. I mean, I'm trying to even think what I could be running, you know, in the background. I mean, when my ThinkPad comes up, it's loading all kinds of stuff. It's loading Teams, Synology Drive. It is loading a lot of stuff. But the Dell is really just dedicated to the ham radio equipment. So there's nothing. There are programs running in the background. I'm sure they are. But nothing is going to be a real memory hog. And like I said, when I purchased this XPS tower, I thought I purchased it with a good amount of memory. So who knows?